and we'll start in the Lamed Omer Aleph at the bottom. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the Shita Rabbi Yehuda Amra. Till now we said that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a gzeira, that you couldn't eat chadash the entire day of Shishasar B'Nisan, because if people are able to eat it earlier, then the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and they won't realize they have to wait till the Omer is brought. And because the Beis HaMikdash may be built late in the day, they won't be able to bring the carbon before Chatzos, as usually was done, and therefore the whole day is also. Now the Gemara says, no, Rav Nachman Yisro says, Rav Yochanan Zakkai, the Shittas of Yehuda Amra. That it wasn't a takana, but it was in the Esim Hadin. That when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait the entire 16th of Nisan before you can eat Chodesh. The Omar, Ad Esim Hayom Azeh, Ad Atzmo Shalyom. Kesover Ad Va'ad Bechlau. Torah says you can't eat Chodesh, Ad Esim Hayom Azeh, till the Esim of the 16th day, and it means including the 16th day. But when there's an Omer, then the Omer is Matir. When there's no Omer, then it's Ad Esim Hayom Azeh. Not like we thought before, till the beginning of the day, and the gzeira was the whole day, but till the end of the day. Mar says, "Umi sover lakavasei, v'hamachlik poligalei, yisnan mishachar beis hanikdash hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai she'al yom hanef kula aser." Right? There's only a takana on Rabbi Yehuda v'halo min haTorah hu aser, and Rabbi Yehuda himself argues on this and says that it's aser from the Torah. It's not a takana. D'chsiv ad etzem hayom hazeh. Mar says, "Hasam Rabbi Yehuda hu dekatoi." Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake in what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai meant. He thought, Ihu sova Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai mid Rabbanan kama. He thought Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai held there was only also mid Rabbanan. Velohi, mid the Raisa kama. He meant that now that there's no Beis HaMikdash and the Omer is not Matir, so Hiskin, right, Baha Hiskin Tani, my Hiskin, Dorash Vihiskin. He darshed in the Pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda and was Masakin the fee, the Pshat, that the whole day is awesome, but minatora, not that it was a takana de rabbanan. Rashi b'shitas of Yehuda Omra, the Omra minatora asur kol hayom bizman hazeh, the kisover ad va'ad bechlau. It says ad etzem hayom hazeh, it means ad v'ad bechlau, including the day. Omra b'Yehuda garsina v'lo garsina, Omra lo Rabbi Yehuda, shari lo ra'u miyomav. Rabbi Yehuda never saw Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, aval toma b'doro al takanas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. The Mishnah records what Rabbi Yehuda was wondering about what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did generations before. V'omar ma chiddush chiddush Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. V'halom in haTorah asur. What takana, what chiddush did Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai say? It's also from the Torah. Midrabanan ka'omar. And where it says that Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake. He thought that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was masak in a takana the Rabbanan. Kalomar hu ba ligzor Allah mishum ma'hu ta'am de la'el de shema yibonin. Right, that he thought that the reason of Yochanan ben Zakkai said it's aser is because of the gzeira, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash should be built and people won't realize that they have to wait till the carbon. Dorash v'hiskin, dorash v'hem ha-mikra. What it means, hiskin means that he darshan the pasuk, now that there's no more Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait the entire day of the 16th. The hiskin shi'inogu iser, v'fisha adach shavah yehetar b'dover mishakar v'omer, sha'omer matir. Until this, now, every year the omer was matir. Now came a new situation, so you had to darshan the pasuk and tell us that it was aser min haTorah till the 17th. Barishona hayu makablim edus hachodesh kol hayom. Right in the beginning, they were makabel edus hachodesh all day. Pashas, it's talking about every Rosh Chodesh. Rashi says it's talking about Rosh Hashanah specifically, but the Rambam says that it's talking about every Rosh Chodesh. This Mishnah. One time, the Edim came late, and the Levim said the wrong shir. They made a takana that they won't be makabel edus till mincha. If Edim came after mincha, noagim also hayom kodesh. This for sure is talking about Rosh Hashanah. They kept that day as Rosh Hashanah, even though they weren't going to be makabel the Edim. And the next day was going to be Rosh Hashanah. They finished off that day, B'Kedusha. Ulamachar Kodesh, and the next day was the real Rosh Hashanah. And that next day was also Kodesh. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so there's no more chance that the Levium are going to be Niskalkil Bashir. So his kid, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, she makabalin Eidus HaKodesh Kol Hayom. He made a takana that they should go back to the original and be makabal Eidus Kol Hayom. Rashi. But he showed no how you makabalin Eidus HaKodesh, halavim b'shir, b'gmar m'farash. I'm going to explain the whole mission. Noagim also Hayom Kodesh, Rosh Hashanah Koi. This is talking about Rosh Hashanah. The Mishachshei Cholele Esrim Mishtisha, Noagu B'Kodesh. Every year, the night of the, after the 29th of Tishrei, which could have been the 30th day of Tishrei, or the first day, the 30th day of Elul, or the first day of Tishrei. So they made it Rosh Hashanah, they didn't do Malacha, because maybe Edom will come the next day. Shemi Yavo Edom Achar, V'Kadshu Beisdim, V'Nimsa Shalayla Hazel Lel Yom Tefu. Then this night was Yom Tov. If the next day Edom would come, and they Mekadosh the Chodesh, then retroactively the night before was Yom Tov. So just in case, they would keep the first night as what's it called, as Rosh Hashanah. The Shaila, what they did, they kept it as Rosh Hashanah. They made Kiddush, they davened Rosh Hashanah davening, or they just didn't do Malacha. Right? So some say that they kept it Mamish as Rosh Hashanah. We'll see if that's the case. There's a problem with the Shir, then why didn't they make it Rosh Hashanah? The Gabi everything. Right? The Gabi the Shir also. The Chen Lemachar ad Kol Hayom ad HaMincha. The same thing went, they kept the whole day Rosh Hashanah till Mincha. If Edom came, this is after the Takana, the original Takana, that they wouldn't be Makabal Edom after Mincha. So if Edom came till Mincha, so they're Makabal them, and that day was Rosh Hashanah, and came out very nice. Up until then, they kept it as Rosh Hashanah properly. The Im Min HaMincha L'Malabo, but if the Edom didn't come before Mincha, even though Bezim would not be Makabal those Edim, and that day was not Rosh Hashanah, the next day would become Rosh Hashanah, right? Makabal also Katsha Yom, the Yavru is Elul, and they make Elul a 30-day month, and Rosh Hashanah would be the 31st day. The Katshu L'Machar, Apal Pikein, Gomrim also B'Kedusha, V'Asr B'Malacha. They finished off that day B'Kedusha, and they didn't do Malacha, the finishing of the day. And this is a case where there was 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The first day, because they thought it was going to be Rosh Hashanah, and they finished it off with Kedusha no matter what. And the second day, because that was real Rosh Hashanah. But that's not what we do. The first day by us is the real Rosh Hashanah, and the second day is the Rabbana. Here, the first day turned out to be a Din de Rabbana, and the second day was the Oraisa. Dilma Asr Lazuli Bereshon Abba. Why did they continue on? In order that the next year people would say, we didn't do work the whole day, and then Edom didn't come, and it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, so probably this year the same thing's going to happen. And they'll do Malacha, what's it called, at night, and in the day, and then the Edom will come, and that day will be Rosh Hashanah, come out there on Mechal Rosh Hashanah. The Yasu bo Malacha kol hayom, the Yomu Yishtokit nohagnu bo kol, the Eshchinam. Minamin cholamala chozarnu benohagnu bo kol. So this way they always finish off that day with Kedusha, so they wouldn't come to that problem in a future year. Okay. The Mer says, Ma kilkul kilkulu ha'avim b'shir? What was the kilkul? What was the problem? So, Hocha targimu shalo amru shira kol ikr. In Babel they said that they didn't say shira at all. They didn't know what to do, so they didn't say anything. Okay. Reb Zera amr shamru shira shal chol im tamid shal bein harbayim. That they said the wrong shira. They said the shir of chol with the tamid shal bein harbayim. With the mincha korban. Omer lo Reb Zera la'ava brei, pok tani lahu hiskinu shaloyim akabla irsa chodesh, ala kadeh shiashos biyom lahakriv tamidim musafim niskeyim, v'lomar shira shalo b'shibush. Right? The Brisa says, they made the takana, they wouldn't be makabel edus hachodesh, only if there's time to bring the musafim and niskehem and to say shira without a mistake. So I amrish bishlama amr shira dechol, they said the wrong shira, that's a shira with a mistake. Hainu ika shibush. Eli I amrish lo amr klal ma shibush ika. They didn't say anything, they didn't make a mistake, they just didn't say anything. Amr says no, kivin lo amr klal in lecha shibush gadol mizeh. It's not saying anything when you're supposed to say the right thing is also a mistake. Tirashi. My kilko kilko avim, velo garsina ton rabbanan. Hachet targimu bebavel, shalo amru shira kol ikar. Betomet shobein harbayin. Betomet shobein harbayin, they didn't say any shira. And what they did in the morning is, they used to say the shira shall chol no matter what. Because if it would become Rosh Hashanah, they could make up for it by saying the shira of Rosh Hashanah at mincha time. Okay, and that answers also, the Chor, if they kept it as Rosh Hashanah anyway, and they davened all the davenings of Rosh Hashanah, why didn't they say the Shira of Rosh Hashanah automatically in the morning? So the answer is, since there's a way of making it, you could do it, make it up for it by Talmud Shel Bein Harbayim, so they, what's it called, they always said the Shira Shel Chol on the morning. And even though Rove years, Elul was never Mu'uber, from Ezra and on, right? So why aren't they Somach on the Rove? Rove years, the Edom are going to come. It's only one time that from Ezra on that it happened like this. So they say that, what's it called, the Shira was Niskan already from David HaMelech's time. First Beis HaMikdash. And the first Beis HaMikdash is cloud didn't apply that Rove Elul was Mu'uber. So they got into the habit of saying the Shira Shel Chol B'Shachris, right? Knowing that if it'll be, the Edom will come, they'll be able to say the Shira of Yom Tov at Mincha time. So that's not a problem. Shalo Omru Shira Kol Ikarash, he says, B'Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. B'fi Shalo Yadu Mashir Yomru. They didn't say the Shira of Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, right? Because they didn't know what to say. Shema Od Sofa Edom Lavo Hayom. Because maybe the Edom will come. And then they should say the Shira of Rosh Hashanah. The Shira Shel Yom Tov Yesh Lomar. Im lo yavo v'nimtza shulchol, what's it called? Yesh lomar. O lo yavo v'nimtza shulchol. Or maybe the Edom won't come and it's chol. Therefore, they have to say Shira shulchol. Avo b'tamid shul shachar ein sofik. Shemitov shabarov hashonim. Ein ho edim boim kodim tamid shul shachar. Since most of the years, even though the Edom came, they didn't come that early. They didn't come before the tamid shul shachar. The Sofik Yiskadish Hayom Sofik Lo Yiskadish, and there's a Sofik whether the day was going to be Rosh Hashanah or not. Lo Tiknu Shir Shal Yom Tiv Shachris B'Rosh Hashanah. They weren't Mesakin the Shir of Rosh Hashanah Shachris. Kedetani L'Kamon, Tomid Shal Rosh Hashanah Shachris Korav Tilchoso. You can make it like a regular day. Aval Tomid, but Tomid Shal Ben Arbaim Tiknu Shir Shal Yom Tiv. Shikvar Bo Ha'edim. Because most of the time the Edom would come before Mincha. So there was never a takana to say a special shira b'shachris. From all these gemaras, mashma clearly, they used to say shira both shachris and mincha. As the Torah says, we don't say shir shalyom by mincha, because they didn't say shir shalyom by mincha. But the gemaras mashma, for sure they did. So some say that it's only the rabbana. That what's it called, the Shir Shal Yom and the Shachris was Minat Torah, and the Shir Shal Yom of Bein Harbayim was only the Rabbanan. The Shal Shachris is Ma'akev, and this is not Ma'akev. Or another pshat they say is that once you said, that once you brought the carbon, they didn't say the Shira anymore. The Shira was only said before they brought the carbon. With the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim, but before they brought the carbon. Mashen came b'shachris, they said it after they brought the carbon. So once you daven mincha, that's what the Torah's talking about. Once you daven mincha and say Shmon Esrei, there's no place to say Shir Shal Yom anymore. Mashen came b'shachris, even after Shmon Esrei, there's a place to say Shir Shal Yom. Poke Tani Lahulif Ne Bavel, Ha'omrim Lo Omru Shira Kol Iker. Just tell the B'nei Bavel that it's mashma from this brisa that they didn't say Shira at all. That they said, what's it called, they made a mistake and they said the Shir Shel Chol, not like they said in Bavel that didn't say the Shir at all. Karev Kilchos, so Omrim Halvim on the Soch of Shir Shel Chol, Kamish B'dayom. Shachris, they said, what's it called, regular Shira, because they didn't make a special Shira for Rosh Hashanah, Shachris Rosh Hashanah, like Rashi said, because the Edom rarely came before Tamid Shel Shachar. Right, like the Mishnah says in Talmud, what was the Shir Shal Yom, whatever the day of the week was, that's what they said in Shachris, no matter what. The Shaila was only Mincha. Should they say the special Shir Shal Yom for Rosh Hashanah Mincha? That was the problem. Tosus, what? Yes, Tosus asked Lachora a bigger problem. Would they make Musaf? Says Musaf they could make up. Because they, what's it called, even if they brought the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, so even though you can't bring Karbonis after that, but in the essay of bringing Musafim, which is an essay, the Rabbim is Docha the Isser bringing Karbonis after or the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Or they brought a Keves and they made it on Tznai. That if it's, what's it called, if the Edom are going to come, then they don't want this to be Tamid Shobein Arbayim. They want it to be Musaf. And if the Eidim do come, if the Eidim don't come, then they want it to be Tamid Shobein Arbayim. So the Korban they could work out. The Rambam Taka says that the problem was with the Korbanos, even though the Gemara seems to say the problem was with Shir. Right? So there's all different answers how to answer the Rambam with what the Gemara says. But in any case, the Rambam says Taka the problem was with the Shir, with the Korban. Tosa says, our Gemara seems to say that the problem was with the shear, not with the carbon. There was ways of making up the carbon, but there was no way of making up the shearer. Okay.
More than 1 month.
Yeah, no, so then the problem was only then that they could bring the other carbonos, but it was after Tom Shobain. So the one that they brought for Tom Shobain made it tonight. If not, it was the first one of Musaf, and then they brought the other Karbanos of Musaf. If not, it was Tamid Shobein Arbayim. The problem was just to work out that they couldn't just bring the Karbanos of Musaf after Tamid Shobein Arbayim. So if they brought the Tamid Shobein Arbayim, they can't. So if they made it Tanai, then that would be one of the Karbanos of Musaf if the Edom came. And so. Okay. Moshev Rav Acha Bar Hunda, Tamid Shoshe Rosh Hashanah Shachris Korav Kilchasov. Right? Rav Acha Bar Hunda asked the following question. Says in the Braisa, the Talmid of Rosh Hashanah, Shachris Korav Kilchaso, the Musaf Ma'omer, what do you say by Musaf? Harninu Lelokim Uzeinu, Hariyo Lelokei Yaakov. Right? By Musaf you say, Harninu Lelokim Uzeinu. The Mincha Ma'omer, what do you say by Mincha? Kol Hashem Yochel Midbar. Ubizman Shechol Rosh Hashanah Lios Bechamishi B'Shabbos, Shashir Shalom Harninu Lelokim Uzeinu. Right? So you say anyway, Harninu Lelokim Uzeinu. Right, Lohaya Omer v'Shachris Harninu, Meshechos v'Kofelus Aperek. Right, then the Shachris they didn't say Harninu, which is the Shir Shel Yom Chamishi, right? Because they end up saying it twice. Ela Mahu Omer Hasirosi Misevel Shichmo. Right, they said Hasirosi Misevel Shichmo, and not Harninu Lelukim Uzeinu. The Imbo Edim Acher Tomid Shel Shachar. If the Edim came after Tomid Shel Shachar. Omer Harninu Afopi Shechozer V'Kofelus Aperet. Then, since they said Harninu already, they said it again, even though they're repeating it, right? Because they didn't know. So now say the regular Perek. But if they knew the Edom came before Tamid Shel Shachar, they didn't say Harninu in Shachris. They said Hasirosi Misevel Shichmo. The Gemara says I Omer Bishloma Kol Hecha De Mesapka Amrin and Shira Dechol Hainu Dekomer Omer V'Koflo. Right. If whenever we have a suffix, we say Shirav Chol, that's why it says we said it twice, because by Shachris they didn't, what's it called, they didn't know what to say, so they said the Shirav Shal Chol. Eli Amos Lo Omer Klal, my Omer V'Koflo, right, if they didn't say it at all, by Shachris, what's it called, then what's the Koflo? If they didn't know, if the Edom didn't come, they didn't say any Shira, then you're not saying it double, if when the Edom come, you say the same Shira that you should have said in the morning, you didn't say it at all. Or says no. We already said it. Rashi already said what the idea was. Shani Hashem the Shira the Yomehi. Right. Since it's Shira the Yomehi, they said it Manavshach. If it'll be Rosh Hashanah, it'll be the Shira of Rosh Hashanah. And if it's the Shira of what's it called, if it's not Rosh Hashanah, it'll anyway it's the Shira Shal Yom. So then they said it anyway. They didn't not say it at all. They said it anyway. And Mamela now, if it became Rosh Hashanah, they said it again. But in the case where they knew it was Rosh Hashanah, then they didn't say that didn't start from that pasuk. They started from Hasirosi Misevel Shichmo in order not to be kofel the whole perek. Rashi. Haril Elokei Yaakov b'chol amizmor v'hu shir shel chamishi b'shabbos b'shachris b'chol. In a regular normal Thursday, you say Harninu Elokim Ozeinu Haril Elokei Yaakov. And we say it especially on Rosh Hashanah, even if it's not Thursday, because it says over there, what's it called? Horiyu, Lelokei Yaakov, is it Trua? Kol Hashem Yochel Midbar, Kedei Lahaskev Rosh Hashanah, Schus Kol Shofar Shomatan Torah. Kol Hashem, this perek, Kol Hashem Bakoach, is going on the kolos of Matan Torah. And the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is also the shofar of Rosh of Matan Torah. Bimchor Rosh Hashanah b'chamishi b'shabbos ubo eidim kodim tamid shel shachar. And if the eidim came on Thursday and made Rosh Hashanah on Thursday before tamid shel shachar, lo hayu amrim shachar shir shel chol, dehainu harninu, nei shechozer v'kofel shniyah b'musaf. Right? They didn't say what's it called, Harninu. They didn't start from Harninu l'Elokim Uzeinu, because then they would just say the whole parak again by Musaf. Not to repeat it, they didn't start from Harninu. HaPerek HaMizmor. Perek means that whole Mizmor. HaShirosi Misevel Shechmo. Mishum de Barash Hashanah Yotze Yosin Beso Asurim. HaShirosi Misevel Shechmo. Right? Sfas Lo Yodati Eshma. That's all going on Yosef when he came out of prison, which was on Rosh Hashanah. Right. The Imbo Edim. Okay. Right. The Imbo Edim. And even though they're in the same parak, they didn't start from the beginning, that's all. Hashiros Misevel Shechmo is a continuation of Harninu Lokim Uzeinu. But in order not to say the same thing twice, they started from a few psukim after the beginning, not what's it called, not the beginning of the parak. V'imbo Edim B'chamishu B'Shabbos Acher Tomet Shoshachar. If Rosh Hashanah fell on Thursday, and the Edim didn't come before the Tomet Shoshachar, the Bishash Shir Shal Tomid Lo Ayodim Miskadish Hayom. They didn't know if it would be Rosh Hashanah or not. The Yeshlomer Hasirosi, and then they should say Hasirosi, not Harninu. O Shema Cholu Bishiru Harninu. Yomru Harninu Misafik. Then they should say Harninu Misafik. The Yavzru V'Yomer also the Musaf and Imtzikoflei. And then they'll say it again in Musaf. Right? Afopi Shaperik Shalo Omro V'Koflo. Afopi Shaparsha Shal Mizmerzeti Amuro Kful Hayom. Even though you're going to say the whole Perik twice, since they didn't know, they said it monashach. And where it says, Bukhara, if they didn't know, they shouldn't have said anything. Right? So Rashi before said that they always had the klal of saying the shir shalchol. Anyway, right? This Gemara is mashma a little bit not like that. That was where the sofik was, by Tomet Shoshachar. But in any case, Rashi's going to see what the Gemara said in the beginning, that the problem was the shir shal Tomet Shalbein Arbayim, not the Tomet Shoshachar. Where says Shani Hasim the Shira the Yomehu the Laolam Kolhechidim Esapka Milse Kegom the Mincha the Ihayom Kodesh Loshayich Lameimer Dechol. Right, like wherever we have a doubt that the Edom didn't come before Mincha, we don't know what to say. So then Loshayich Lameimer Dechol the Ihu Chol Loshayich Lameimer the Kodesh. So if it's Chol, you can't say the Shira Shal Yom of Rosh Hashanah, and if it's Rosh Hashanah, you can't say the Shira Shal Yom of Chol. Lo Amrin Klal, then you don't say anything. Shevi al tasa, because whichever you're going to say, maybe you're saying the wrong one, right? V'hocha haynu taima the omer shira dechol. I by shachris, why did they say it? Even though the edim didn't come, right? B'chamishi b'shabbos the shira diomiyu, because manav shachar was so good. If it's Rosh Hashanah, it's a shira of Rosh Hashanah. If it's Thursday, it's a shira of Thursday. So there's no reason not to say it b'chlal. Shir haroy leomer hayomhu. It's a shira that's properly to say. V'afilu b'Rosh Hashanah nemra shiras hachol bechol to midi ashachar. Ella bechamishi b'shabbos vayim mechaf. She says, and therefore, even on Rosh Hashanah, all the time shachris, if the Edom didn't come, they said shir shalchol. Right. So here, right. But bechamishi b'shabbos vayim mechaf, and also mishum kfeila. So only if it fell on Thursday, then they didn't say the shir shalchol because what's it called? They didn't want to repeat it in Musaf the same thing. So if the Edom came before Tomet Shoshachar, they would say a special a mizmor for what's it called for Rosh Hashanah. Hilka ki mesapkelon, if the Edom didn't come and they weren't sure, mishum safik kfeila lo mevatlin and shir shal tamid. Just because they're going to say it twice, when I repeat it, there's not a reason not to say it at all and not to say any shira. So since the shira has shaychus, whether it's Rosh Hashanah or regular Thursday, they said it, even though if the Edom would come, it ended up saying it twice, that's not a terrible thing.